I don't know about you, but I love arcades. Whether it's game cabinets or fortune tellers or sticker vending machines, if you can put a quarter in it, I want to play. So you can imagine how excited I was when I got one of these. It's a programmable coin acceptor that you can use on Arduino projects. In this episode, I'll be showing you how to incorporate the coin acceptor into your Arduino projects using interrupts. I'm Rachel Weil, and this is the Maker Show. Let's get started with the materials you'll need to start making your own amazing coin-operated project. First, of course, is the programmable coin acceptor. You can get these from hobbyist electronics retailers like Adafruit and SparkFun. And you'll notice that they usually say something like 3-coin acceptor or 5-coin acceptor. That's basically telling you how many different kinds of coins that acceptor can distinguish. But which coins those are exactly will be up to you. The coin acceptor I'm using today is a 3-coin acceptor, and I'll use it to accept US nickels, dimes, and quarters. Your coin acceptor might have plain wires coming out of it, or the wires might be in a plastic fitting like a Molex adapter. Your coin acceptor should also come with mounting hardware and instructions. Keep the instructions, you'll need them. One thing that your acceptor probably won't come with is a power supply. Take a look at the specs on your coin acceptor. If you have an acceptor that runs on 12 volt like mine, your best bet is to power the acceptor with its own 12 volt power supply, separate from the Arduino. You might also need an adapter like this one to connect the acceptor's power and ground lines to a barrel jack to connect the power supply. You'll also need an Arduino, I'm using the Uno, and some generic tools that are always handy for Arduino projects like a USB cable, a breadboard, wire cutters, screwdrivers, and jumper wires. I'm actually using the screw shield on my Arduino, which is totally optional, but I really like using it when prototyping something that I know is going to have stranded wire ends. Stranded wire is not really suited for being shoved into a breadboard, but the screw shield adds these really handy side terminals that will allow you to easily secure stranded wire. You might also want to grab an LED so that your project lights up when a coin is accepted. And finally, you'll need a giant ice cream cone. Wait, no, coins. You'll need coins for testing, about 20 of each kind. Once you've gathered all your materials, your next step will be to program your coin acceptor. You're basically training the acceptor to recognize certain coins, and all of this happens before you hook it up to your Arduino. I won't go over every step of programming the coin acceptor because what works for my acceptor may not be applicable to yours. So instead, I'll give you the general overview of how to program the coin acceptor, and then I'll invite you to use the instructions that came with your coin acceptor. Coin acceptors like mine have some buttons and an LCD display that will guide you through selecting how many types of coins you'd like to accept, as well as an accuracy value, a sampling size, and the number value that you'd like to associate with each coin. I chose cents, so a nickel has a value of 5 and a quarter has a value of 25, for example. Once you've set that up, you'll be prompted to drop in samples of each coin. If you're putting in 20 sample quarters, make sure you're using 20 different quarters and not just putting in the same quarter 20 times. The acceptor is training itself on what a quarter is like, so give it a range of quarters for the best results. When your coin acceptor is correctly programmed, the LCD should light up, showing you the value you chose for each coin. Coins you didn't program should fall into the reject slot. Once you've gotten to this step, congratulations, you're ready to hook it into your Arduino and start coding. For this project, we'll be setting up the coin acceptor on an interrupt pin. If you've never used interrupts before, check out the Arduino website as they have some great information about what interrupts are and when you might want to use them. But the idea is that instead of tying up your Arduino by having it constantly checking the status of a pin, we're going to set up a routine that interrupts the main program, kind of like a special news bulletin. This is a nice, efficient way to wait for an input like a coin drop. Not every pin can be used for interrupts, and different boards have different interrupt pin options. So take a look at the chart on Arduino's website and find your board to see which pins you can use. Since I'm using the Arduino Uno, I can put the coin acceptor on pin 2 or pin 3. I'll be using pin 2. When it comes to wiring, again, each coin acceptor is a little different. Take a look at your acceptor's instruction booklet for guidance. On my coin acceptor, I've connected the red wire to the positive terminal that's going to my 12-volt power supply. The black wire goes to the negative terminal, as well as a common ground on the Arduino. The white wire contains the signal and is connected to my interrupt pin, which is pin 2. The gray wire I'm not using this time around. I've seen that for some coin acceptors, the use of a resistor is recommended, though it hasn't seemed necessary for my particular setup. In addition to the coin acceptor, I've added an LED on pin 3 because it's fun when stuff lights up. Let's plug in the Arduino using the USB cable and start writing some code. So I've just started a new project in the Arduino IDE, and I want to map out the program a little bit. I'm going to kind of overcomment here just so it's really clear. So I know I'm going to have some constants like pin definitions and some variables to track how much money I've put in, for example. We'll have some setup code that's going to run once at the beginning. We'll leave that there for now. And then we want to add a routine that handles our interrupt. Basically, this is the code that interrupts our regularly scheduled program to bring you data whenever the coin acceptor has detected a coin. If your coin acceptor sends coin values over the line as bytes, that will be easy to capture here. I'm going to be showing you how to interpret coin acceptors that send a number of pulses that correspond to coin value, which seems to be the more common of the two. In the main loop, we'll have two conditions for now. Either we've put in enough money to trigger the sound or game or whatever, or we haven't. And then I'm going to throw in a debugging area so that I can keep track of what's going on with the serial monitor. This is especially helpful when your program's not working quite as expected. So as I mentioned before, we'll assign the coin acceptor to pin 2 and the LED to pin 3. Then we'll make a variable to count how many cents we've entered, and we want it to be volatile since it's being set by an outside source. The variable credits will tell us how many times we've entered the target amount of cents, whether that's 25 or 50 or 100. This way, if a play is 10 cents but a user puts in a quarter, they should get two plays or two credits plus 5 cents toward the next one. And sorry, the coin acceptor can't make change. Finally, let's set that target value, the number of cents that will trigger the event. And since we're not going to change it in the course of our code, we can go ahead and make it a constant. Let's call it target cents, and we'll make it equal to 100 or $1. In our setup code, we want to open up the lines of communication with the Arduino, and then here's where we're going to set up our interrupt. Attach interrupt, digital pin to interrupt, coin pin, coin interrupt, that's the name of our routine down there, and rising to indicate that we want this to kick off whenever the signal is rising from low to high. So if we put in a nickel, for example, the signal should rise 5 times, and we want to capture all 5 of those pulses. Again, that'll be different for you if your coin acceptor sends values over the line as bytes instead of a series of pulses. Since pin modes are set by default to input, we're good for the coin acceptor, but we should go ahead and change the LED to an output by writing pin mode, LED pin, output. Now let's think about this coin interrupt routine. If we get 5 pulses for a nickel, 10 pulses for a dime, and 25 pulses for a quarter, then we can think of each pulse as 1 cent. So each time we get a pulse, this routine is going to kick off, and that means we should add 1 cent to our running total. I'll also have the LED light up here so we can get a visual cue that shows us when the coin acceptor is sending pulses. Lastly, let's fill out our main program loop. Basically, if we've hit or exceeded our target value, in this case a dollar, we want to give the player a credit, and then we want to immediately subtract that target value from the total cents value. So if I put in $1.10, I want to give the player 1 credit and leave them with 10 cents, meaning that I subtract the dollar from the cent counter. Oh, but I don't want to hard code in 100, I want that to be the constant target cents. That way it'll be easier to change later if I want to change it from a dollar to 50 cents or something else. So now if we haven't reached our target amount, we don't want to do anything. Maybe we'll put something here later. Finally, let's print some stuff for debugging. We'll print the number of cents we've put into the machine that are going toward a credit, and then the number of credits we've earned so far. Cool. And this is probably bad programming practice, but we're going to throw in a delay. And oh yeah, let's turn off the LED here. That way it's going to flash on and off while the acceptor is sending pulses. And when it's all done, the LED will stay off. Okay, this looks great. Let's go ahead and verify it and then upload our code to the Arduino. Nice, very good. And I'll go ahead and open up the serial monitor so we can watch our coins count up as we test. So as you can see, nothing's come across the line yet. I'm gonna go ahead and put in a nickel, and awesome, 5 cents. A dime, 10 cents is added to give us a total of 15. And once I put in another dime, we're up to 25 cents. And a quarter makes it 50. So let's see what happens when we go from 95 cents to $1.05. Ah, perfect. So now we've earned 1 credit and we have 5 cents remaining, which is just the behavior we were looking for. So now we could add another part to our code that says if credits equals 1, light up the start button or play music or release latch or something like that. And you can imagine how we might add maybe an LCD display to actually show the player her balance. What's really cool is if we decide to change the target sense constant to, let's say, 10 instead of 100, all of this code is still going to work. It's just going to make the credits accrue more rapidly. So now I hope you're full of ideas for how you're going to incorporate a coin acceptor into your next Arduino project. If you'd like to take a look at my source code, you can find it on my GitHub page, which is linked below. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you next time.